I'm good, man. I'm good. Everything's rolling smooth for the most part. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I can't complain. Had off work today. You wasn't off work apparently,
Nah.
but I was off work today. I start the weekend off seeing my Tar Heels win, defeating
Yeah,
Miami,
okay.
and hopefully my 49ers will come through tomorrow for Super Bowl. So, what's your
Right.
Super Bowl plans for tomorrow?
So I'm not really a sports fan, so I don't have any plans for Super Bowl. But
Shit, you
I
should
am
watch
from the Bay. What's
for
that?
Usher in the and the commercials.
Yeah. And my wife would watch it before I would, but I would watch it with her. So if that's what she wants to do, then that's what we're doing tomorrow.
Shit, you know what's crazy? That is the opposite you ever seen. The man ain't
Yeah.
shit about the Super Bowl, but the wife do.
She know players, she knows all that. I don't know any of that.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So, first off, let's just go ahead. Congratulations on your multiple nominations.
Thank
You
you,
know, and
appreciate it.
everything. And the fact that within the first year that they actually had a category for virtual reality. Because I can't remember that last year.
I don't remember it last year either, but I don't think I don't even think that was on our radar last year. But yeah, it might be.
I think it was the first year because I do not remember them recognizing virtual reality. And then it was crazy because when I saw that y'all was nominated, I said, damn, they done ran the gamut for nominations.
Damn.
So I didn't feel, first of all, we know you were nominated the company itself, but I didn't feel to be nominated for the virtual reality side of it.
Man, it felt good. It really felt good because virtual reality is so in our little world, we see it a lot, but I don't think most people see virtual reality. So I didn't think it was hitting as hard. And would make it to a category that we could even be nominated in for AVN. I didn't see it last year, but like I said, it wasn't on my radar, so I wasn't looking for it. But yeah, man, it's a trip. It's coming up, man. It's I'm so
Oh
I'm
man,
I'm
you seen the new headsets that Apple be come out with headsets left and right. You seen the new headset they got now?
Yeah, man, that's gonna be crazy.
Oh my God. It's crazy as fuck because the other one, how I understand this, I don't keep with the technology. I'm too old for this shit. And two, I would never do virtual reality because that's too surreal for me. You know.
Okay.
You know, period. But I was listening to a podcaster from the JBP, Ice, he always talk about it. And he said it is terrible for porn because you got to use your fingers. So if you're jerking off, guess what he's doing? He's swiping.
What do you mean? How so?
Okay, the new one that they're coming out with is more, is the one they got out now is for you to interact with everybody. This one is just for you know,
Right.
period. The other one got a joystick, this one don't. So, like, you know, like in movies where they be like, you get to do that with this one.
Right.
So, Joe and I were talking about jerking off. Y'all need to go listen to the episode. I don't know what number it is, but I'm pretty sure they should have clipped this up. It was funny because they talk about jerking off.
Okay.
And he was saying you can't really jerk off with it because it's based off of your hands. So if you're doing the jerking off, it's scrolling instead of staying on video.
You know what's funny about that? Somebody was just saying not too long ago that Apple, their like whole ecosystem was created like against porn. And so there's no way that they're gonna make it easily accessible to you using their equipment. So it's funny that you mentioned that because I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about the fact that that was a possibility, and that's crazy.
So it's kind of like, so that's funny. You sitting here watching one of the Blush Eroticas porns, right?
Right.
and you jerk it off, and it won't stay up. It just keeps switching to a new.
Damn. Okay, that's crazy.
Oh my God. So with that being said, hello, smokers. Welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know I am Kevin Office of the Champ, aka the Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with all my one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Y'all know the sponsors. One of them disappeared because their site went down, so I'm not even going to sit there and continue to even mention them. Erotica, excuse me, Highest Dope Magazine, The Game, RodSizzleMagazine.com. Also, you see who's sitting beside me. He is a sponsor of the podcast. We're talking about none of award-winning, award-nominated Voiceover with Smut, and they even got an award-nominated Saturday website that's virtual reality. I'm talking about none other than BlushErotica.com. Proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something. Why don't you? Find me 5 days out of the week on FullSwapRadio.com. I'm going to say it again, FullSwapRadio.com, where I chop it up with the industry's brightest and best as we give that real smoke about the industry. Also, check me out on SkyhawkAppleTV.com as well as the BGP LLC app. For all my premium smokers, y'all know where we at. We're now on LoyalFans.com, so go over there and subscribe. And you know what happens. It gets more candid, more unpredictable, more provocative, crazier, wilder. Tits come out. Dildos might come out. You don't know unless you subscribe. So now, with that being said, like I said before, this is Mr. Is where as y'all can't see him because this is audio, but I can see him.
Man, that was damn near a rap song what you just did. That was bars just now.
Oh, that's for my days rapping, dog. That's for my days rapping. And over again, the CEO, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Blush Rocker himself, the center photographer, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello to my smokers, man.
Appreciate it, man. Definitely. Glad to be back on, man.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I had to get you back on. It was around that time of the year to bring people back. ABN. They've been having a whole bunch of ABN nominated and everything. Of course, I was nominated as well.
Congrats on that again. Congrats. Yep. That was dope. How did that feel?
It was a shock because I didn't think I'd actually get nominated.
Man, you've been putting in work. Why wouldn't you, though? You know, hard work pays off.
Well, it's part of it because I know ABNs. It's just like being nominated, I knew I was going to... I didn't think I was going to get nominated. And then, two, once I got nominated, I knew I was going to win because of who was also nominated. And right. I understand the politics. Regardless, it was a fan award. I get it. Yeah, I'm not getting out the plug. No, I'm not being asked to. He got too much money and too bad for fan base.
Right.
But I'm coming for you, buddy. I'm coming for you. Don't get it twisted. Look up. I might catch you. But it felt good because it what's crazy is never got nominated as a talent, but I get nominated as a podcast. So I was like, well, damn, hey. Every affirmation as it is.
Yeah.
So, but to me, I know that the nomination for the virtual reality was an affirmation for you for virtual reality because seeing that they're making the headsets now, seeing that this is actually, I dare say in the next 10 years is going to be one of the vehicles for us anyway. Because as much as they want to try to keep it, people still was able to go to Pornhub.
Right.
So, how I feel to actually be one of the innovators of the shit and the trendsetter with it?
Well, it doesn't feel like I belong in an innovator's box because the people that taught me and opened my eyes to VR are my true innovators. You know, like, I don't know if you know Tofu. I don't know if you know Tristan. Yeah. But, you know, all of these different people... all these different people inspire me, so I don't feel like I'm in the innovator's box. But with that being said, it's crazy because I know it's coming, man. I know it's coming. I see it every day. The numbers are growing. The recognition is growing. The people are, you know, adopting the technology, and mm-hmm. you know, I've been telling people forever, man, get on VR, start. Because, like, at the end of the day, you're putting all this time and energy into making your content when there's a new form, a new media on its way. It's just like, yeah. It's just like back in the day when, you know, you used to do your videos on camcorders. You know, you had to upgrade the camcorders to the, you know, the DSLRs or, you know, the HD videos. And then from the HD is the 4K. And, you know, now it's 8K VR. So it's time. Like, the more people, you know, that jump in it, the bigger it's going to explode and the more people are going to be talking about it. So I encourage everybody to jump in.
Yeah, they better jump in there, because once you get saturated and the technology gets... Let's keep wondering, once it becomes cheaper to be able to do it.
Yep. Oh, that's coming this year. That's coming this year. Canon is already developing a new VR camera. It's 8K, 30 frames per second. It's going to release sometime this year, and it's going to be under $1,000. So our plan is, you know, we're going to snatch up a couple of those and, you know, expand a little bit.
Yeah, so. Because it's like, now, with VR with porn, because I'm seeing a lot of VR is more of a POV type scenario.
Yeah.
Is it going to evolve to where it's a straight up full boy girl experience, meaning that I'm seeing the dude and the girl? Or is it going to stay with the POV?
So there's two different types. There's the voyeur version where all you do is set up a camera and you let two people go at it. And, you know, as long as the camera's close enough, you feel like you on the bed, you know, right there with them watching everything they do. Mm-hmm. So we don't shoot that often. It's like one of the least requested things. But yeah, man. So we just got our first. So we're on this aggregate site called Sex Like Real. We're also on VR porn and POVR and Adult Time. We're on Adult Time in VR now.
Ooh.
But so Sex Like Real just released a scene of ours, and they put it in pass through. Mm. So what that means is that AI deletes all of the background.
Mm-hmm.
And the model is in your living room. Whatever space you're sitting at, that's where the model is right now. So we only have one scene on Sex Like Real that's in pass through. But the other thing is we have multiple scenes that connect to a sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for everything the model does in the video, it's going to connect. Yeah, you're going to feel all of it. So.
Yeah, because the thing about it, I think, because I always wondered, I was like, it seemed like the market for that is the POV way.
Yeah, it definitely. It seems
more of, because it's, you're wearing the Oculus, you're wearing the goggles, it's more, I think that attracts more people, not voyeurs, but more of the guys that want that in a personal experience. You know.
So here's the thing. Right now, that's what's the most requested stuff, but this is literally the wild, wild west right now of porn. There are so many categories in VR that have not been touched at all. It is ridiculous. So you could literally just take a category. If you're into fetish stuff, just make a whole fetish site. If you're into feet stuff, make a whole feet style. We have people that request to have the girls put their armpits against the camera so they can sniff their armpits. So that's a whole category.
Which means that now you got to make a attachment where you can have smell.
Right, exactly. Some kind of smell-o-vision thing. Yeah.
You remember the scratch and sniff.
Hell yeah, of course. Man, I had a bunch of them stickers. Hell yeah.
I remember the historical ones where they used to talk about like in the Middle Ages, and if you scratch, you can smell what it smelled like in the Middle Ages.
Oh nah, I never saw that.
Oh my gosh, so that was back in the day when they had the little like the book fairs.
Oh,
where they used to have the little van with the books and shit. And they had like the Scratchy Sniff Middle East. Excuse me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The Middle Ages, Scratchy Sniff for this era and all that shit. Yeah.
Man, I remember, I know exactly where they used to pull up to every high school and used to go and get your little Scholastic, whatever it was, and your stickers. And I remember that. I remember that well.
See, I don't know if they still do that anymore. Do they even need to? Because they got phones now, so what's the point?
Right, exactly. What's the book?
They don't give a fuck about the book. They audio book it now.
Man, seriously.
They listen to the book. They don't read shit.
Man, they just asking ChatGPT now.
I'm saying. So, but yeah, because I know eventually they'll tap in to it, but it's kind of like, to me, it's like, put it this way, like even to where the virtual reality, like with y'all really don't use dudes, human dudes per se, as much for that. Due to the fact that the requirements of that dick is very hard.
Yeah, well, so we do and we don't. We do have a torso doll that we use a lot, but that's just for convenience for the most part. But like today's shoot was a boy girl. The shoot we did a couple days ago with Megan Dahl was a boy girl. We shot a bunch of boy girl or a few boy girl in AVN with Chris Cardio. Chris Cardio, Artemis, Alfonso Lays.
How are they just able to sit there still? Because I know you have to be still. You can't move it so much. You can't use your hands. You know what I'm saying? It's a different level of filming than what you would be accustomed to as a porn star to film.
Yep. Man, and that's why I was naming the ones that we use the most regularly, because these are the ones that we know can do it. You not only have to do all that, but you can't breathe loud because you're right next to the camera. And so all you hear is if you start breathing loud. So it's just a lot of people can't do it. It's not easy for everybody, you know?
Because the point is, it's the prerequisite of virtual reality was called a fan and actor video. And even with that, they had the difficulties with that because, like I said, that was really done by POV. Mm-hmm. So, but with this, because like you said, he can't breathe all of this. And the reason for that, so people understand this, is we're not supposed to hear him.
Exactly. That'll break the fantasy.
Because the whole fantasy is virtual reality, it's him, you know, period. Now, but here's the point, though. Are they able to change the color of the dick, though?
Well, you know, we're probably, I'm not going to say we're the only ones, because now there's a few other companies that are doing it. But, you know, we work with black male talent. These are the people that I knew and, you know, came up with and started with. And these are the ones that we help train each other to do this. So in the beginning, we had some people that were complaining. They were like, you know, I can't see myself in your scenes. Mm-hmm. But they just had to get used to it. And, you know, it is what it is. But
it just say a lot of you white boys wish you had a black dick. So this is black dick. That's why y'all don't complain.
Right, man. Man, at the end of the day, you know, they're having the experience, so that's all they care about, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I know that would be one of the questions fans like, well, damn, how do you enjoy it? You know that it don't look like your dick even like that, because they probably wish they had dick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of that, I'm sure. It's a lot of that.
Yeah, because it's no different if you're playing Sims. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, if you think about how many black girls or black people make a Sim character that might be white, or a Sim character, you know what I'm saying, that they call it skins or what have you. So it's really different with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm just curious because I think that's an option to add in, which is probably, I mean, some of you programs might be listening to, where he can, like, if he want to be a dragon, he can have a dragon dick. You know, because I mean, it's gonna get to that point anyway, because it's kind of like a Sims game anyway. you know, more of a PIB, or the stuff you used to play, like Grand Theft Auto or what have you.
Right, right.
So do you think it gets to the point where it'll be like that, but with porn scenes?
Yeah, it's already getting to that point, man. With this pass-through technology, people are doing some crazy stuff. They're creating these whole green screen rooms where you could take the whole background out and replace it with something else. You could replace your POV with a, like you said, if you wanted a dragon dick, you could do that. It's all coming, man. It's all coming.
Now, I'm about to ask you, because you're a business head, I'm about to ask you a real hard question. All right. Because I've been talking about this. As you know, as everybody know, part of the reason why the uproar in Hollywood has been about AI, which is now becoming very prevalent in our business. Now, you also tie in the virtual reality. Now, do you feel that paperwork within porn need to change to take AI and virtual reality into account? And the reason why I say that is because if you look in between 257, it says, I have access to your image.
Yes.
If I have an AI company, all I need is one fucking video and I can use you and got to pay you a dime.
Dude. So
you feel that paperwork needs to include that nowadays?
That's not a hard question at all. That's definite. I definitely think it needs to be included. And the thing is, like, you know, at the end of the day, it's a matter of ethics, because the company that allowed you, that made you sign that paperwork, has every right to take your image and to, you know, we had this voice actress that was just amazing, and she decided after years of working with us that she just needed to step away from doing voice acting altogether. Man, and when I started learning about AI and how all I had to do was take like a section of her voice and, you know, send it through a program and get that whole AI to just do scripts, I lost my mind for a minute, but I reeled it back in real quick and was like, I could never ever do that to somebody. But the fact that you can do that easily and you have the paperwork to reflect that you have their image and their likeness and can use that however you want, absolutely, it needs to be checked. Thank you for bringing that up, because I think I'm going to talk to my wife when we, you know, in this conversation, and just have her put that in, that we would never take anyone's likeness without their permission and do anything. And as a matter of fact, I'm not one who agrees with creating AIs of people anyway, because that's eventually, like, all of these AI companies are owned by a company. So you're licensing the use of their software to create these images. But ultimately, if you look all through their, like, you know, all through their language, they probably own the right to everything that you do through their program. So, like,
oh yeah, for sure.
So yeah, that even just going in that direction is
yeah,
you know,
It's a rabbit hole that, like I said, we in this industry, they're not thinking about, because it's like you said, with you, is a code of ethics. But these bigger companies, they don't give a shit about that.
Nah.
These what we call corporate companies.
Right.
That's your Playboys. That's all that. They're going to look at it as, guess what I ain't got to worry about? I ain't got to worry about paying for tests. I ain't got to worry about paying for no travel. I ain't got to worry about paying for a hotel. If I want to put her in the Bahamas, I could put in the Bahamas. They can go as far as, since it's virtual reality, charge you to pretend like you had a scene with Sarah J. And Sarah J did no virtual reality shit, because that's how the AI is. CG, y'all see how it is with movies. So it's kind of like, it to me, but the problem is, can you do that industry-wide? Because see, like I said, it depends, because there's nothing that unionizes us like that. We say we have a union, but really?
Right. But yeah, you're absolutely right, man. Can we do it industry wide? I don't know It's just up to individuals, but that's the next battle. That's our next beef and our next fight and our next, you know, issues with one another. You know, after all the stuff dies down that's currently going on, that's our next thing. Is people are gonna be walking that ethics line with that AI stuff.
Because like I said, you know, I said this before, the future of this game is going to be about streaming and .com. Because the way that these platforms, let me explain the between platform and .com. .com is, that's his site. That's BlushRocker.com. That's his site. He went through CC Bill, Monsters, wherever the fuck it is, to host a whole complete site. He gets the money. They might get a small split or what have you. This platform is OnlyFans, Minivids. I get a profile that allows me to post my shit on their platform.
Yeah,
they have the hosting. They handled all that shit. So,
and they have the right to take your shit down and take your money and not give you a thing, or, you know, just kill your entire career with the flick of a button if they just decide to. Whereas having your own site, you will always have a home, no matter what happens. People will find you. There will be a place to find you always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because just these rules change, even to the point that OnlyFans, they don't even accept between 257 anymore.
Yeah.
I broke that down on another show, why they don't have to.
Okay.
They don't have to. And to make it quick and short, because they're not based over here.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
They may have offices, but they're not based over here. It's no different than Italy has a foreign embassy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that they handle Italian citizens. OnlyFans may have an office or two here in America, but they're not based. That's not their base. So they're not held to the government standards as an American company base is.
Right.
Exactly. Y'all need to go back to one of my other episodes so y'all can understand that full conversation. But that was the thing, because I heard people sit there and say to me, well, they haven't figured out how to put porn with AI. I said,
what?
Keep thinking that shit. Yes, I heard someone say that shit.
And here, it's in the name. It's artificial intelligence. It is growing at a pace that we wouldn't even begin to understand. So, like, what they haven't figured out today has nothing to do with what's going to happen tomorrow.
I told her, I said, no, they already got it figured out. They just ain't released it. At the time I had the conversation, it was still going on with the thing in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what happened with the AI situation with the Hollywood strike.
Right.
So they can measure what it's going to be when they try. Because trust me, some of them companies are going to do that shit. Because you already had companies, sex toy companies, that had the balls to take people's names.
Yep.
So what'd that tell you?
Yeah, no, I remember seeing that. A couple of my friends had quote unquote sex dolls that they didn't know anything about.
Yeah, and the sex dolls look nothing like them.
At all. They were just using the name.
And I said, I was like, why don't y'all just go to the female, throw a little bit of money to license the image?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You will make buku money if you get the right girl that you license.
Yep.
But it's like these companies, which is part of the reason why I said with AI, they're looking for any way to make money without having to spend money. You know,
yep. Let me ask you this. What do you think about using AI to your advantage? Do you ever consider it? And yeah. I don't know how, but do you?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Not yet. I haven't found a use for it yet.
Right.
No, period. Now I know I could record a whole episode through AI if I wanted to, but now I don't want to go through all that, nor did I even go look to check. But like for advertisements or something like that, if they went once they develop that for that, hell yeah. But all right. I got to do is plug something and tell it, tell I what I wanted to do, and it goes from there. Yeah. But to me, it's kind of like, it ain't but so much use that I need for it.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day. Now, unless that some bitch going to edit some footage for my ass and load that some bitch. Now, when you get to that point, you damn right. AI, let's go. I'll pay that fee. All I got to do is just load up the sitting. You handle it.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm pretty sure there's some AI that can edit it. I don't know what it is, but.
Because Headline, they got an AI that does a bunch of shit. I haven't took a look at it. And for some people wondering what is Headline, it's the app that I use to make my audio video clips.
Okay.
So, you know, period. So they have a thing where they break down the transcripts, all that. I hit the button for it. I just ain't never checked it out. So I'm gonna check it out one day just to see what all it does. But yeah, I think AI is gonna play a big part. It's just making AI work for you, but it don't shortchange anybody else out the deal. Because it's very easy for people to be shortchanged. Because, for example, like you said with the voiceover, you can easily be like, fuck it, I don't need her, and do a voiceover, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or not even use a human person, just, you know where I'm coming from?
Yep, and that's the other one, yeah.
We
found some good AIs that, you know, sound human that we could use, but we would never even consider doing that either, honestly. At the end of the day, we want everybody to win. Yeah. We're not trying to shortchange the system, and you know, we're not going down that route. But I am trying to figure out how I can use it to my advantage. I just don't know how yet.
I think the best use of AI for us, especially doing the virtual reality thing, is like you said, being able to change the background. If he wants to be in the jungle, we're in the jungle. If he wants to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think also the storytelling with me, because like, just like the video games, same situation. He walking into the room, you know, blah, 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 blah. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is able to create the scenario around the girl. Even though you're still using the girl and you're using the torso or using the dude, he can change the scenario.
Right, I see what you're saying.
That's what AI can be for, you know, period. Right. So I'm asking you this. Do you use voiceover in AI?
What do you mean in AI?
I mean, not AI, in the virtual reality. Meaning, just like with your phone, you have the...
Right. So we have about 3 or 4 videos that have voiceover in VR. And that's mostly, we do that when we're working with someone that's too shy to talk on camera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of our, you know, our solution to that situation, you know?
Yeah. So, because like I said, that I think one of the things that make y'all stand out is the voiceover with Smut. We didn't talk about it before. And it's like, it's funny that it's a good thing that ain't nobody else tried it.
Why you say that?
Now, because I haven't seen no one do it. So it's like, y'all have a lane that's completely y'all's. And it ain't getting saturated. You feel what I'm saying?
So yeah.
It kind of makes y'all stand out even more.
It's a gift and a curse, man. Like, it's not getting saturated, you're right, but it's also not getting popular. You know, it holds its pace, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, we have some, we have some things in the works this year. We have some marketing plans and, you know, some people that we'll be working with. So I think that this year you're going to see a lot more from us, mm-hmm. because there's going to be a lot more publicity about us. We're working with the toy manufacturer Lovence, to integrate sex toy capabilities on our website. So all of our scenes at some point will be linked to a Lovence sex toy. And then we have a bunch of different things going on that, you know, like I said, it should be a good press worthy year for us. So
yeah, because what's interesting is that is a, I would talk to models about finding opportunities outside of porn. Technically, it is outside of porn because it's a sex toy business. So, but I think it's a natural marriage because in a lot of virtual reality, any of these companies that does virtual reality, they usually use a toy in the first place.
Right.
So it how did that come about?
So sex like real, you know, we started putting our stuff on that site, and they have people that create these things called scripts that match the toys for the scene. So somebody liked our content, and he happened to be someone that created scripts and decided to do some scripts for us, and people fell in love with the scripts and the scenes. And that's when we learned about all that and was like, you know, we discovered there was only like 11 other websites that exist that have toys connected to, you know, their scenes. So we kind of started pursuing it, and we reached out to a couple of companies, and Lovence reached back out to us, and we actually had a meeting during AVN with them. And now it's, you know, it's, we're on a roll, you know, we're doing, you know, sending them what they need, and we're trying to get integrated. So it'll probably be a couple of months, but before you know it, you know, we'll be making that announcement.
Yeah, because what you don't ever hear anyone talk about, what, one, because they barely even talk to producers as it is on these podcasts, is how do a producer, a company, expand their brand? Not just with the filming, but just in general. You get what I'm saying? Because especially with the virtual reality, with the Oculus, it kind of opens the door to be able to deal with mainstream companies to a certain extent, because you also tap into a technology that now mainstream companies going to be using.
It's new territory. It's new territory. So, and additionally to that, we're also working with loyal fans. So that was another meeting that we took during AVN, and they're going to start incorporating VR as, you know, as part of what they do. Mm-hmm. So we're working with them to QA stuff for them, you know? Mm-hmm. So we send them little clips that they can use to like do their testing, and we'll see where that goes.
So I'm going to ask you this. Is Blush and Rocker becoming the place for virtual reality porn?
I don't think so. I think we're just...
I think so, but go ahead.
So here's what I think. I appreciate that thought, but here's what I think. I think that mainstream... The only companies shooting VR right now are shooting mainstream girls. Mm-hmm. Blush Erotica is a company that's shooting everybody, you know, and that's where I think we stand out a lot. We're also shooting, you know, larger women for VR. And I think there's another company, I think, called Plus 33 that they do, you know, a version of it, but they're out of, you know, somewhere overseas. But we're the only U.S. company as of right this moment who are shooting plus size women in VR. So really, if you're going to see huge boobs or a larger body, you're going to know who we are if you're in VR for sure.
Yeah, because honestly, future-wise, some of these companies will have to, if they want to survive, will have to implement VR from the browsers to the top companies, because that medium is no different than when internet X'd out DVDs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You
saw how many companies couldn't make the adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make the adjustment. I remember with TT Boy, he tried his damnedest to do the website thing, and he didn't know how to do it, and he ended up getting out of business. So the question is, with the situation with you with this virtual reality, it seemed like to me you're becoming, setting yourself up to be a big dog in that arena and also survive when the exodus,
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. When everybody, when the gates fly open and everybody starts running,
bingo.
Because trust me,
a lot of these companies that's behind you on this ain't gonna be able to keep up.
You're right. We have 200 scenes already in VR, so we're ahead of the game with that, and we are aligning ourselves with the right people right now to influence the market, really, honestly. Like, you know, if we're able to work with these companies and, you know, bring them in. So with Lovence, they'll have to go through the company that hosts our website, which is Elevated X. So if we're able to integrate with Lovence, and that means everyone on Elevated X platform will have the capability of using a toy with their website. And then loyal fans, you know, if we're able to help them integrate VR, then, you know, we're going to help create the VR market. So yeah, we are aligning ourselves with the right people.
And it's serious, because it ain't that they ask you to put your VR on it. They want you to help make their site VR ready. That's huge, which means that now you align yourself with a major distributor / platform. That's a different level than what some of these companies are doing right now. Way different.
Yeah, and there's a lot more in store. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but these are two projects that we're working on currently, and I'm very excited about.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm working on figuring out the loyal fan side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Get some subscribers, but you know what I'm saying? I hate to have to switch platforms, the fuckers, but it's all gravy. But like I said, I mean, the VR side, y'all shit is very impressive. You know,
thank you.
I saw y'all shot with a girl I interviewed, Roxy Hart.
Love her.
And a lot of stuff that I've seen with it is, like I said, it's of course top of the line, but I mean, then again, you can't help it because hell, this technology is so fucking new, you can't help but do top of the line.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it's because that's the interesting part. When it becomes cheaper, people don't realize how saturated it's going to be, because that means anybody can get that technology. And when that ends up happening, we ain't going to worry about the content creators getting to it, because they ain't going to want to go through all that.
Right. So let me tell you two things. One is that Apple iPhone 15 Pro can shoot spatial video, which is the VR 3D. Now, it shoots the video, but it doesn't convert it to where you can see it in VR and the Meta Quest, but you can get it converted. So that's one thing. Pretty soon, cell phones will be, you know, they'll be capable of shooting VR.
Yeah, because that's the interesting part. The conversion.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can convert with VR. How can I put this? Because I know the file's big as shit. So the uploading is a lot. I can imagine probably take damn near a day, because it's that big of a file on majority of the day. So will they ever make technology that can convert it to where it can load faster?
Yeah, I mean, it's already there. That's our website. Our website streams VR. So, you know, you put on your headset and you log into our site and click on a video and you're in the environment, you know, in VR. So it's already there. The problem is that people aren't buying the servers and, you know, they're not buying the programs that will allow them to have a fast, you know,
download of it.
But all that stuff is coming. And the other thing that I was going to say is that we started shooting clips. So you know how you have TikTok?
Yeah.
Well, you know a VR version of TikTok is coming.
Oh, for sure. You already know it. Porn is always the test run for any technology, whether y'all believe it or not.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Because the way that, don't get twisted, VR has been around to a certain extent, but it's being very much used more so in the porn world for functionality than any other genre. You know,
Yeah.
So, and it's no different than when they went from having those big ass reels filming. Porn was the first one that was using VHS. Everybody started using VHS, you know, period. So, trust and believe, it's the industry is looking at how we're using VR, and trust me, they copy to the T. You know, it wouldn't surprise me that one day you would have a YouTube side of VR.
Yeah, they already have YouTube VR. So we have stuff on YouTube VR. Actually, Alex Cole, I shot a music video, a VR music video for. Yeah, and it's on YouTube. So, and it's dope. It's, you know,
you sitting here saying you ain't gonna, man, you're gonna end up being a VR man. You already becoming a VR man. You doing all this.
Man, I'm just having fun with it, trying to figure out what else I can do, how I can make it, you know, work for me. So, yeah, I'm having fun with it, man. It's something different. It's challenging. It's the positions are very difficult to get down. I feel for anyone that's just about to start jumping into VR, because there's not a lot of places that you can go to learn how to shoot it. So that's why I'm fortunate for, you know, the people that I've run across and some of my good friends that were, you know, came in the VR before me, because they were able to show me what I needed to know. A lot of people aren't going to have that opportunity, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because it's so much of a new technology that very few people know how to use it in general.
Yep. And it's a different way of shooting. You think that, like, there's distances that you have to figure out, and there's angles that you don't normally think about. And, there's all kind of different things when it comes to shooting VR that's unlike shooting anything else.
That's why I told people, I said, there's nothing, when it comes to cameramen, you want a cameraman that's experienced shooting porn. It's a certain way that you're shooting. VR, no different. Because you have a lot, you're going to see, when the technology become that readily available, you're going to see, just like you see a lot of garbage porn, you're going to see a lot of garbage VR.
Absolutely. I mean, you already see a lot of garbage VR. Don't think you don't. That shit exists. Trust me. You don't see a lot of good VR. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you do, you appreciate it.
Yeah, because it's funny, because I hear someone say, yeah, I'm going to get me a VR camera. I'm saying, I hope you know how to use it.
Right, exactly, exactly.
That's a different level of camera to learn, trust and believe.
It is, man. It's a pain in the ass, but it's, you know, it has its rewards. I'm still learning, and, you know, it feels like every month I'm kicking myself in the ass, like, damn. Like, I learned a better way of shooting something, and then I start looking at all damn near 200 scenes I shot and was like, why the fuck didn't I know this shit hella long ago? Yeah. So, our stuff just keeps getting better, because I have no choice. I have to keep learning and figuring this stuff out.
Yeah, because like I said, even to the point that it wouldn't surprise me if, because some of these companies do have a knack to outsource work. Wouldn't surprise me, because of your knowledge, you get some outsourced work from some of the major companies. You know what I'm saying?
So I probably would start, like, I've had some people reach out to me to shoot their VR, but honestly, it was such a pain in the ass to learn, and I just don't really want to share that with anybody else. So
You said, "No, fuck you, girl. You got that wrong. They ain't about to help you."
Seriously, man, I'm like, I can't
Yeah,
share
because
this
I ain't
language.
gonna front. You can really rate one of these big companies over the code for some money for that VR. Be like, "Oh, you want me to shoot? Oh, bro, that's about 2 million. Go ahead, rack
Man.
it up, rack it up."
Yeah, I probably could, but like I said, man,
No. So
I
people
wouldn't want to
understand that at
do
least I'm helping the competition. Why do I want to help the competition? They didn't help me.
it's that, and it's also a lot. I mean, the files are huge. Editing it is takes a long time, and learning what I've learned takes a long time, and I'm just not willing to give all that knowledge and information and skill away to somebody else.
And see, that's what people don't realize when the technology changed, you have to relearn everything that you learned.
Everything, man. Everything. This is nothing like shooting regular anything.
No. It's a whole totally different level. Like I said, even to the mentality, he can't hardly breathe, he can't move.
Yep, and that's
Yeah,
another thing.
yeah.
I feel bad for male talent in porn in the future, 'cause it ain't gonna be like they like back in the day when you used to tear some shit up. You gonna
Oh
have to
no.
just you gonna have to just stand there and take it.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. But see, that's why you gonna see more companies use toys, torso toys. Them torso toys is about to really pop off. That one surprise ain't no male talents made their own torso toy.
Yeah. And right now there's literally only one toy that can be used in VR, and every single one of us with and every single company has the same toy.
Yeah.
There's only one, and it's a white, male
Yeah.
torso, obviously, but there is a lot of room for competition in that market.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But see, like I said, the thing that the sad part about our business, and this is across the board, it takes a catastrophic failure financially for a motherfucker to sit here and decide he won't be innovative. Like our level, we're innovative. The mid-level, what you would consider the mid-level, the AVN or independent, whatever you want to call it, we have the right to be innovative. We have the leeway. These other companies don't. That's why you see them. Some of them fuckers still don't shoot no BBWs. Some of them fuckers still barely don't even shoot interracial, even though interracial is king right now.
Right.
He has a couple of dudes just straight up white on white. They would not shoot interracial.
Yep.
Yeah. So
It's
it's
a lot
kind of
of
like,
people step.
yeah. So this business is the most stubborn business out of all the entertainment business, honestly. When you
Maybe.
think about it, yeah. Because even to the point, look how long it took the big level companies start shooting females that look like a pinky that were built like that. They
Yeah.
wanted the small girls like the Jesse James, God bless the dead, and so
God
forth.
bless her.
You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying?
And
So, right.
even when they do shoot a bigger model, it's only once every blue moon.
Yeah. Because they're worried that if I shoot her, no one's going to buy the shit. Nobody's going to come to my site because let's keep it
Yeah.
100. It's the old guard still in power.
Yeah.
The old
Yep.
head.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So shoot. So I done held this man up, my sponsor. I held him up long enough. I hope y'all enjoyed the conversation about virtual reality. That's what I wanted to talk about, cause.
I appreciate
Sorry,
that too.
yeah, cause no, cause that's the future where our business is heading,
It is.
and I like staying ahead of the current myself. I
That's what's
always
up.
did.
Me
So,
too.
with that being said, tell everybody where they can spend money on Blush Erotica, sir.
You can go to blusherotica.com for all your video, voiceover, sensual video needs. And then for VR, you can go to bevr.io. There's also a bunch of aggregate sites. You can catch us on Sex Like Real. You can check us out on Adult Time. You can check us out on VR Porn and povr.com under Blush Erotica.
See, it's next time he comes back, we're going to talk about that Adult Time, because I've been peeping that. I can tell everybody about the streaming. You're going to start seeing more streaming services like Adult Time pop the fuck up.
So yes, sir.
Because trust me, you're going to see a whole bunch of porn Netflix.
Yep. Yes, indeed. And they have VR, and their VR connects to sex toys, and they're pushing forward with everything as well.
Yeah, y'all better pay attention, because OnlyFans ain't got for so much longer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? We haven't learned anything. Smoke this over. Mr. Sin Photographer, say goodbye to the fans.
Peace out. See y'all soon.